Good morning and happy Friday. How is everyone today? I hope well. This is Tasha from TMI, Trending Topics for the Modern Woman. I haven't done a podcast for a while. I've had this one floating in my mind for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I thought, today's the day, this morning. It is, I think, like 7:30 a.m. in the beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. It's a lovely day, and I am super tired. Just FYI, I worked until 8:30 last night, and yesterday was a hectic day. But wow, through all of that, you know, it's funny, I realized there were some joys in the day. So anyway, my topic is about joy, that three-letter word, joy. I don't know why and what exactly compelled me, but maybe happy got overused. You know, Pharrell, wasn't he the one that sang, I'm so happy, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, happy, happy, happy. Everything's like, be happy, be positive, be happy. And joy, I feel like, just in a way, has same meaning, but a little bit different. I'll take it back to when I was organizing my clothes in my closet. I hang on to things for years and years and years. And someone told me, Tasha, have you listened to Marie Kondo? And I was like, no, okay, fine. So I thought, finally, after being told about her for months and months, I would give it a listen. And I loved her, mention of course, the big thing here, but, you know, does it spark you joy? And I really thought about that for a little bit. Okay, does it spark joy? Okay, I get it. I get where she's going with that. But some of the ways that she tied it to, for instance, I remember when she was dealing with a couple and she started pulling out like their wedding pictures and she's like, why are these sitting in a box? And, you know, that resonated with me because I thought that's so true. Like seeing that around you, that's part of your life. It's your past, right? It's your present. Say you're, you know, married and you're living your life and you have your family and all of that. So the past got you to where you are. And then, of course, there's always the future to look forward to. But I guess I'll take it more to the point of like surrounding yourself with things that bring you joy, whatever that is. And not that it's things, but again, those pictures take you back to a moment, right, in your life. You can actually see it. That is visually you. I remember, you know, Nate Burke is saying on the Oprah show, have things around you that same thing, kind of like that bring you joy, that are important to you, that are a part of your life, a piece of your life, a connection. And you know, I was like, oh, I remember, I mean, I like that. So let me go back. I'm pinballing all over the place, but it's true. So in this big world of all this stuff and things and chaos and great things and woo, it can be overwhelming for me. I don't know about for you, but taking it back to that, I remember when, you know, Nico had gone to Florida with his family, his dad, his stepmom, Robin, and Vince. Nico is my son. And I want to say he was about maybe 7 at the time, maybe 8. And he brought me back seashells. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I love that. And more so me, like, the thought of, I guess, him like being on the beach picking up these seashells for me. So did I keep them in a Ziploc baggie? No. They're in a bowl. Okay, I may have to dust them off. But seeing those seashells, it's a gift. It's like a gift. It's Nico's time. It's his thought. It's his energy. It's his effort. It's a peaceful moment in his life. Seeing that where I can see it day to day brings me joy. And again, not making it about material things, because joy can, you know, segue into so many things. It can be a conversation, an exchange with someone that brings you joy. Maybe just seeing someone smile. Joy is, as I was reading, because of course, you know, I do my, you know, my backup, my research, so, you know, for my content. But reading about it too, it's so interesting because joy, believe it or not, isn't always in the good times or the good stuff. So again, that took me back to when my father passed. And I remember sitting with my grandma, my dad's mom, Angela, and praying with her. And, you know, I thought, I felt a moment of joy, right? Because I was sitting with grandma, you know, she was praying with her rosary. And I think it brought me like some joy and contentment and peace. Yes, in the worst of times. So that's what's kind of interesting. The definition of joy, a feeling of great pleasure and happiness, delight, things like of that nature. And when I look up joy, yes, there are some synonyms, of course. When I look up happy, there's a million synonyms, jovial being one, full of joy being one. So I kind of cut down joy, and I defined the three letters in joy. I made my own little definition, but joy. J is for jovial. O, open to what you love and enjoy. There's joy again. And the Y is yearning for what you love and enjoy. So those are all good things. And I know I had just mentioned about that joy can be in not such the greatest situations. That's what's kind of miraculous. When you focus on joy, though, it negates the not so good in your life. You want to keep those things at the center. A couple of my friends were here last weekend, and I asked them, you know, guys, what are some things that bring you joy? And one of my friends said seeing her cat Joe on the couch just is lovely and content to her. She's at peace. You know, maybe seeing Joe the cat just so peaceful on her couch. I know she said she loves her living room, that brings her joy. So there's that. My other friend said, you know, time with friends spent, time with friends, walks with her dog. You know, for me, it could be a positive connection or communication with someone, being greeted with a smile, you know, the feeling after helping someone out. That could be someone at work. That could be something that I'm doing at work. That could be a neighbor. That could be getting an item for a shorter person at the grocery store. Things like that. And then with that, I started to think about like, okay, what are some things that bring me joy? And I think it's good for you to do this as well. Like, you know, maybe make a list, jot down some things that bring you joy. For me, it could be, you know, a text from a friend I haven't heard from in a while. Like I said, a moment of good exchange with a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, what have you. Finding a perfect pair of earrings and that they're on sale. Planning like a meetup with a good friend, maybe having something to look forward to. You know, hearing good news from your friend, a cup of fresh coffee, love that. You know, fresh air, seeing a beautiful, vibrant green, you know, landscape or trees in my view on my walks or my run, a dog, a person walking with a smile on their face, catching a hello from someone. Anyway, so that's that. So just a few things to think of. And, you know, I know I'm kind of pinballing because there's actually so much to this, but I will take it back to, it almost reminded me of, wow, it's kind of like when I was doing my gratitude list. It's like things that, you know, you're grateful for. Well, it's funny. It talks about that and it mentions, I heard a quote, I should say, about the whole thing with gratitude. And I'm going to get to that here. One second. Thought it was kind of interesting. Gratitude is the gateway to joy. And that's by Elaine S. Marshall. Just something to think about. Also, joy is a gift and a choice. Love that. I think that's true too. So, wanted to segue into just a couple things here as far as, okay, joy. So how do we get more joy in our life, right? There's a few ways to experience more joy, and these are just kind of light. If you want to jot them down, feel free. Grab a pen and paper. 7 ways to experience more joy. Number 1, imagine happiness. Any activity, when performed repetitively, changes the structure of the brain. Interesting. That's kind of what they said about the gratitude list. The more you start feeling grateful for things or realizing gratitude, the more you live in gratitude and all the good. And it really is a game changer. So think about that. Number 2, memorize happiness in your body. Number 3, reframe your fate positively. So, you know, instead of saying, you know, I'm not going to get that job, or all the guys I date, they're just losers, or I'm never going to get married, or whatever. You need to reframe your fate positively. It's so true. When you start thinking positive, I feel like positive things do happen. And again, I think that's with carrying that joyous mind, that mentality of joy. Experience the bliss of blamelessness. Let go of feeling busy! Just did a podcast on busy bees. Whew, there's a lot about busy, and there's a lot about not being busy. So love that. I feel like when maybe we're not so busy, we can stop and we can really think and relish. And also, just to my faith point, I feel like the Lord wants us to slow down, to not always be so busy. It's okay. In quiet times, we are understood, and that spiritually centered, there's so much to that. So that's interesting. I like that. And then seek the good in others. So hope you got something from that. Couple other quick things. This is just something kind of cute. So this is more about add some color to your home and world. And she is the author of Joyful. I thought that was interesting. Her name is Ingrid Fettel Lee. And I'm just going to recite this just for an instance. I think it just kind of hits close to home. Can the colors, furnishings, and decorations in our home make us feel quantifiably happier? According to Ingrid Fettel Lee, a designer and author of Joyful, the answer is a resounding yes. More than a decade ago, Fettel Lee started asking complete strangers about the tangible things that brought them joy. To her surprise, some answers came up over and over again, including confetti, rainbows, tree houses, hot air balloons, googly eyes, kites, and clouds. It was immediately clear that there was something about bright colors, Fettel Lee says. It seemed like they translated to joy. And scientific research agrees. A study of nearly 1,000 people across 4 countries found that those working in vibrant, colorful offices were not only more alert than those working in duller space, but they were also more joyful and friendly. Another study found that bright colors like pink and blue are associated with positive emotions, while dark colors, the latter. That's kind of interesting. Hey, I will say, owed to my new office that I work in, I love it. It's filled with a lot of color. It's done very well. And yeah, you walk into the office and you just feel good. Think about Google. Didn't they do their offices in those bright colors? You know, the G might have been, what was it? Red. The E is blue. The O is yellow. The, you know, G is a green, what have you, over and over. That's something to think about. I don't know about you ladies and men. Sometimes it's like, oh, when I'm feeling drab, I actually want to reach for that bright colored dress. I want to put on something vibrant. Maybe I want my nails hot pink, that pop of color. So color can bring you joy too, I guess. But anyway, just wanted to, go over joy a little bit and just make you think about joy in a different light. I think there's a lot to be said for that. And then real quick, it's funny, I got into my Jesus calling today, and I'm just going to read this to you. Take from it what you like. September 10th, Jesus calling. This is what it says. I am always available to you. Once you have trusted me as your Savior, I never distance myself from you. Sometimes you may feel distant from me. Recognize that as a feeling. Do not confuse it with reality. The Bible is full of my promises to be with you always. As I assured Jacob when he was journeying away from home into unknown places, I am with you and I will watch over you wherever you go. After my resurrection, I made this promise to my followers. Surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Let these assurances of my continual presence fill you with joy and peace. No matter what you may lose in this life, you can never lose your relationship with me. And that's Isaiah 54:10, Genesis 28:15, Matthew 28:19-20. Anyway, hope you got a little bit out of this. Thank you for listening up. Fill your day with joy, carry joy with you, and just enjoy your day and have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.